Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cheating in sports. We saw Pedro Martinez rip Mike Fiers, the whistleblower, yesterday. I get the impression that a lot of former players, Phil Garner we saw do that, are more liable to rip Fiers publicly than active players. And Ron, I wonder if that's a function of clubhouses in the olden days being way closer than they are these days, where there really was a code in the clubhouse, where guys really did hang out together or have some kind of rapport and camaraderie, like it meant something. I think it meant way more back in the days of like the 79 Pirates than it does now.
Oh,
do you?
I absolutely think that's the case. You know, I remember those days, players would sit around, have beers, and just talk and go over the game. And now it's almost a race to see who gets out of the clubhouse quickest. Now, maybe part of that is, you know, these clubhouses don't allow players to have beer in there anymore, most of them because of liability involved. But I don't think there's any questions. Teams hang. Now, they travel together, and they're together a lot on the road. But I don't think there's any question. It's not like it used to be.
You said Scott Boris has now weighed in on this. And, of course, he's the agent for Jose Altuve, who had that really weird trip around the bases to close the ALCS.
And two pitchers, Lance McCullers and Aaron Sanchez, on the current team. Boros, and now I don't imagine this is going to come as a surprise, but listen to his explanation before you jump on him. He doesn't think the players, A, should be punished at all, or B, should even apologize for what happened. And he's quoted as saying, this is a Ken Rosenthal article, "I'm doing what my organization is telling me to do. You installed this. You put this in front of us. Coaches and managers encourage you to use the information. It is not coming from the players individually. It's coming from the stadium, from the team in my stadium, installed with authority." He goes on to say, "Players were not given the latest state of the rules. To suggest players violated rules that were withheld from them is a false incrimination of players." And he goes back to the Manfred.
Can you repeat that one, Ron, that last line of that?
"To suggest players violated rules that were withheld from them is a false incrimination of the players." Now, he goes back to point out the Manfred's report, though saving the Astros schemes were player-driven. Manfred also put blame on general manager Jeff Luhnow for failing to ensure that his team complied with two memos baseball issued in September of 17 and March of 18. Quote Manfred's statement, "Luhnow did not forward the memoranda and did not confirm that the players and field staff were in compliance with MLB rules in the memoranda. Had Luhnow taken those steps in September 2017, it is clear to me that the Astros would have ceased their illegal sign-stealing." Your thoughts, Joe?
I don't trust anything Scott Boras says ever.
Beyond that.
Well, no, because that's important. This is the same guy who tried to screw the Pirates out of Pedro Alvarez, their first-round pick, on a technicality because he doesn't like Frank Coonley, saying, wait, he signed that a minute after midnight. Remember that?
One other quote from him.
Yeah.
Okay, add to it. "The operation," Boras said, "left players with the perception that the form of sign stealing employed by the Astros was permissible." Quote, "Why would a player think that the organization is setting up a system that is violating MLB rules? That's the first question every fan should ask."
A lot, first of all. A.J. Hinch said he was against it. Rosenthal reported in the past that Hinch was so against it that he damaged one of the monitors the players were using. However, Alex Cora was not a player, and he appears to have been a ringleader. But Beltran was. And what Boris ultimately appears to be insinuating there is these guys didn't know they were doing anything wrong. Come on. Now, were they technically breaking rules? to the point where they should be punished? I guess we could have that argument in a, you know, in a de facto court of law or a court of baseball. But the idea or the insinuation that they didn't know they were doing something blatantly wrong, I think, is laughable. You?
Yeah, and Manfred apparently goes on in his report to say that even though you know, he acknowledges the lack of oversight, he cited numerous examples to show that the players understood or should have understood they were breaking the rules. Apparently there was, quote, panic in the Astros dugout after White Sox pitcher Danny Farquhar, I think you talked about him the other day,
with Kevin Smith, former Pitt quarterback, as his catcher,
appeared to notice the banging trash can sound. Also, the players' removal of a monitor from the wall in the tunnel and the hiding it in an office before the end of each game. Hinch's damage to the monitor on two occasions, which signaled his disapproval of the system, even though he admitted he did not stop it or notified players that he wanted to stop it.
Yeah, I'm not buying Scott Boras for 1 second here, or the idea that players didn't know they were doing something that was blatantly wrong. And I don't know if
but he said they're not going to stop unless they're told to by their bosses.
Yeah, I don't think, my opinion is they wouldn't have stopped anyway. And it certainly sounds, I mean, how much more would Hinch have to do as a manager to express his disapproval than damage one of the monitors? I think they probably got the idea that their manager didn't like this and
but
didn't approve.
Apparently, he did not tell them that.
Okay.
And according to Manfred, and he admitted, Hinch admitted he did not.
Yeah.
And according to Manfred, players stated that if manager A.J. Hinch told them to stop engaging in the conduct, they would have immediately stopped.
That I do not believe for a single second. And I don't know that Rosenthal asked this follow-up, but one of my follow-ups would have been, or a question I certainly would have asked in this interview, Scott, you've been around baseball and baseball players for decades and decades. You ever seen a walk-off homer where a guy thought on the way around third, in the euphoria of an ALCS walk-off homer, to make sure nobody ripped off his jersey, and then weirdly went down the tunnel and explained that he didn't do it because his wife might have got mad or because he was shy? What'd you think of that? That would have been my follow-up for him. I don't believe for a second. First of all, I believe that players rule the roost in every sport these days. If Hinch told them to stop in the middle of a World Series run, they would have laughed in his face. The same way they didn't stop even though he damaged monitors, indicating pretty clearly that he wanted them to stop. What do you think?
One last thing from Boras. He went on to say in this Rosenthal article, this is no different than PEDs. The minute we legislated a compendium of specificity, players were on notice, and then the accountability went directly to them, and it should.
Oh, but before then, the players weren't accountable at all for steroid use. I do look at this as similar to PED use, in that just because a trainer or somebody says to you, hey, man, you can increase your home runs by 20 here, just bend over and I'll inject you with this, that's still the player's responsibility. Just because Alex Cora or somebody else says, hey, here's a great way to get signs, I mean, this will give us a huge edge, doesn't mean as players you have to expand upon that system to the point where you're banging on garbage cans. This totally abrogates the player's responsibility in this. And I understand
he's an agent, a player's guy. Exactly. And he had three other guys that were on those teams. I just mentioned who he has now, Altuve. He also had Dallas Keuchel on that team, and he had Gerrit Cole.
I hear him, and he's good at that, but I don't buy it for a single second, and I don't trust a single word Scott Boras ever says.
Yeah, he's got his own interests, there's no doubt.
What do you think of it?
Well, in one way, I tend to agree, in the sense that players aren't going to buck what they think is a commandment from above. We talked about why Mike Fiers didn't whistleblow this back when it was happening. He wasn't going to go against his bosses at that point until he was gone from the team. But I think the players had to know what they were doing was wrong. But their justification was, hey, no one ever said it was against the rules to us.
I wonder if they had to know it was against the rules, though. Wait a second. The memo that went out from Major League Baseball. It went out in the wake of the Red Sox Yankees Apple Watch situation.
September of 17.
That was not a secret memo.
March of 2018.
Well, the key would have been September of 2017, because that would have been leading into the 17 postseason. And I didn't think that that was secret. Did you? I seem to remember that being reported at the time.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
I don't remember that specifically. But you think players are reading it and caring about it? I mean, if they're cheating and doing the sign stuff and no one is telling them not to, they're going to keep doing it, whether they know it's right or wrong.
So it's still on them, in my opinion, if they know it's wrong and they're doing it anyway.
But apparently Manfred is not going to agree with you on that.
You mean Boris?
And Manfred.
Wait, Manfred won't agree that the players...
Well, he's not punishing any players other than Beltran,
well,
who they determined was...
What's his justification, though?
Probably that he doesn't want to fight with the Players Association.
That's what I'm thinking.
And powerful people like Boris.
Like Boris, right. All right, well, that's interesting.
Whether you agree with it or not, I think it's fascinating stuff.
It is, and that story keeps sort
not
going to
go away.
412-928-9370. We'll let you know what Don Kelly had to say. He came from the Astros. He was only there 1 year in 2019 and says none of this stuff was going on then. What do we make of it? It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.